Welcome to this Go Ref Co podcast on the trending topic of, well, podcasting. My name's Alexandra, Digital Marketing Manager, and I'm joined by Tony Linsell, Senior Partner, and Rob Crombie, one of our producers. So Tony, please would you explain why more B2B companies should right now be adding podcasting to their content marketing strategy?
Well, Alexandra, the reason is that podcasting is a trending digital marketing technique. In fact, nearly a quarter of podcast fans started this year. In the USA, podcasts attract 90 million new listeners every month. Here in the UK, 50% of under 35s have listened to a podcast recently. And finally, in these difficult times, podcasting is a great way of helping people to make the best use of time at home.
And Rob, what's the best way to go about creating and producing B2B podcasts?
Well, in the current situation, of course, we're using remote software to record contributors exactly like we are here. And then we edit that content down, add music to it, remix it and so on, like we would with any other podcast. In more usual times, we'd be inviting clients into our studio or visiting them on location to set up on site. But of course, right now, we're doing everything from home. In terms of what we suggest clients produce, we'd recommend a series of up to about 6 podcasts and aim to publish those episodes on quite a regular basis so listeners know when to look out for each new one. We'd also say keep it very focused and succinct. Each episode should be around 10 minutes long, which is roughly 1,800 words if you're trying to build up a script. Use a professional sounding intro that sets up what the content's going to cover so people know what to expect over the course of the podcast. And touches like adding a music sting or a theme to help the piece feel more like a broadcast. And using those recurring elements across the series help the podcast feel like more of a complete package. Also, wrap up each episode with a similar outro, featuring a very clear call to action to the next podcast so people know what to expect if they're coming back to see subsequent episodes.
Tony, how should one arrange the content?
You'll need an outline script or bullet-pointed storyboard. Because it's audio, you can read verbatim from a script or extemporise from bullet points, whichever you prefer, and we can help with storyboard writing if required. To get started, you can reuse existing content from other marketing campaigns to improve ROI.
And tell me, Tony, what's the best format for B2B podcasts?
You can use a single presenter or an interview style with up to 3 people. The latter should be conversational with one person acting as host and the other answering questions, much as we're doing here. That comes across as natural and relaxed, it's easy on the listener, and you can emphasise specific points.
And what's the logistical process involved?
The good news, Alexandra, is you can do this from home. We'll use a mixing desk like we're doing today, which can take feeds from conferencing apps and people dialing in. The entire recording process will take no more than a couple of hours, and a GoRef producer like Rob will keep everything on track. After recording, we'll edit the audio file and send it to you for approval.
So Rob, how do I get my podcasts out there? And what are the different hosting services?
First, we suggest telling your audience that you're putting a podcast out there. So giving them a heads up that something interesting or something new is coming. So you can do that by adding to your newsletter, perhaps, or even a simple tweet with a coming soon message on it would be great. You can host your podcast on your website, of course, but alternatively, we tend to suggest using a hosting service provider. The key hosting services include Anchor FM, Buzzsprout, Captivate, Breaker, and Deezer. Now, all hosting providers will collect your podcast into a feed that people can subscribe to. They also syndicate the content with distribution platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify, so you don't have to.
And which hosting service providers would you recommend and why?
There are 3 in particular that we recommend. So Anchor FM is free and is very user-friendly. Buzzsprout is also very quick and simple. And Captivate is great for multi-show and audience growth. Ultimately, though, based on who the client is and who their audience is, we'd recommend a bespoke strategy for them case by case. And we can help, of course, with the distribution technicality.
So I know that there are different podcast file formats. What can you tell me about those?
Yeah, absolutely. So we can create MP3 audio files and MP4 video files, or both. And you can embed either type on a website with a click and play controller. Now, MP3, of course, is the standard audio file for uploading to hosting service providers. And that's what most people would kind of expect from a podcast. But the MP4 can be used when listeners are accessing the content through a screen-based device, either direct from a website or on a social media channel. So MP4 also means that one can add on-screen call to actions using a utility called Headliner. And you can also turn the podcast into a video piece by accompanying it with animated highlight quotes or supported imagery too, if that's something you wanted to do to create additional content out of what you've recorded. So just using the podcast as a sound bed and then building video assets on top of that to create a whole new piece.
How can one use guests and get even more return on investment from the podcast?
In addition to your people, guests provide alternative veins of content and are likely to share your podcast with their own networks. Podcast campaigns can also feature willing clients for great testimonials. I recommend creating a content calendar and front-loading some of the work for use during quiet periods. The podcast content can also be transcribed as blogs and website posts to assist SEO by picking up keywords from the spoken content.
And Rob, from your own experiences, what are the best tips for avoiding common obstacles?
Well, firstly, and it sounds like the most obvious thing, but spend time defining a podcast framework, as it will help keep the episodes consistent. So by that, I mean kind of like a format, like you would think of a TV show or a magazine or anything else. Spend time building out what your format's going to be, an intro, then perhaps a bit of time introducing your guests so everybody knows who they're listening to and the backgrounds of some of the people we're talking to, then go into what we're talking about, question one, and so on, just so each episode feels like it has a structure. Now, you can obviously treat podcasts like a blog and make them standalone programs on particular products or services or topics that you want to cover. But if you're intending to run a series, having a framework like that helps make it feel consistent. So when listeners come back again and again, they're picking up on that format and they're getting more and more used to the structure that you're using. Again, consistency, I think, is really important. So choose a topical theme and commit to that for a good period of time, just so you can really explore it. We can help with things like framework design and content planning as well. So that's definitely something we can provide.
How much does a B2B podcast cost?
Alexandra, price depends on how much of the management and writing we're asked to do. The basic cost will be between £1,000 and £1,500 per episode, although such things as technical support might be extra. However, we can offer a volume discount. For example, a series of 6 podcasts could cost as little as £5,000. That's about the same as some brochures, but you'll get much more bang for the buck with podcasts.
Well, there you are. That's podcasting in a nutshell. If you need some help, contact us on connect@gorefco.com. Thank you for listening.